From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian government forces have advanced inside the city of Aleppo after launching attacks on rebel-held areas. Government forces are pressing to recapture the city's eastern neighborhoods. The seventh straight day of airstrikes by government warplanes has left residents with almost no access to medical treatment. UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator Stephen O'Brien said Monday more than a million Syrians are living under siege by government and Russian forces.
Mr. President, attacks on civilian infrastructure, most notably hospitals and schools, have become so commonplace it takes your breath away. Such attacks are violations of international humanitarian law. Some have been called out as war crimes by the Secretary General, including again yesterday. And the High Commissioner for Human Rights has indicated that some may even amount to crimes against humanity.
Stephen O'Brien spoke at the UN in New York. Both Syria and Russian government officials are denying targeting medical facilities. An earthquake struck off the coast of Fukushima Prefecture in Japan Tuesday. Authorities issued a tsunami warning and advised coastal residents to find higher ground. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake struck 10 kilometers underground. South Korean opposition parties are planning for the impeachment of President Park Geun-hye. The president has been caught up in an influence-peddling scandal involving her friend and aide, Choi Soon-sil, who is charged with abuse of authority, coercion, and attempted fraud. The prosecution says it has evidence implicating Ms. Park as an accomplice in the alleged crimes. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for Monday's bombing of a Shiite mosque in the Afghan capital. The suicide bombing at the Bakir ul Olam Mosque killed at least 32 people and wounded more than 80. This is VOA News.